Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centres Canada in making a difference today.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. There are many vegetarian sources of protein, and Alana Braverman wants to help more people enjoy them.
Tempeh, tofu, seitan, fava beans, black-eyed peas, kidney beans. I could go on and on.
Braverman co-founded Greener by Default, a nonprofit that encourages hospitals and other institutions to offer plant-based proteins by default instead of by special request.
All to help make plant-based the easy choice and normalize that option.
For example, her group helps Sodexo, a food service provider, begin to offer 2 vegetarian chef specials daily at 11 New York City hospitals.
Both of those specials were offered to the patients. If they said no to both of those options, then they were offered a different choice.
The nonprofit helped rename the dishes to highlight their flavors, and the chef led tastings for hospital staff so they could give genuine recommendations.
And this resulted in about 50% of patients eating those plant-based meals.
Eating more plant-rich foods is linked to a lower risk of heart disease and diabetes. And it helps the climate, because growing vegetables causes less carbon pollution than producing meat products. So making vegetarian meals the default menu option can benefit the health of people and the climate. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bandage up yours!
Well, look who it is. It is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. We've been doing this for 24 years. You join me every week for this 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need to be heard. Coming up in the first hour of the program, I've got new music on the way from U.S. Girls, new music from Patty Griffin. I've got Lucinda Williams, Waxahachie on the way. I have music coming up from Hole, as well as new music from Wet Leg. We are going to kick off the entire 2-hour mixtape doubling down on our motto. We say every week that Girly So Groovy is dedicated to the women who rock, while Penny and the Pits are absolutely women who rock. Penny and the Pits are a grungy garage punk quartet based out of St. John, New Brunswick. The band conjures up 1990s riot girl and alternative rock energy on their debut album, Liquid Compactor. It's an album that processes feminist joy, rage, and revenge, making their Girly So Groovy radio debut. Let me introduce Penny and the Pits. When we talk about 1990s alternative rock, we talk about that album, that band, that voice right there. Courtney Love and her band Hole. Going back to 1994 on the album Live Through This, it is Hole's rendition of Credit in the Straight World, a song from by Young Marble Giants originally. But Hole does a whole new 1990s alternative take on that song. In the middle, it was just a couple of years ago that Montreal alternative rock band Private Lives made a splash here on Girly So Groovy with their debut album Hit Record. Well, they've returned with their sophomore release, Salt of the Earth. We heard the opening song, Dealer's Choice. And then kicking off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, new music out of St. John, New Brunswick. It is Penny and the Pits, a grungy garage punk quartet, with their debut album, Liquid Compactor. We heard the song Eutychus from Penny and the Pits. All right, we are going to keep this rock vibe going. Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. How about some really fun post-punk? It is the band Bush Tetras right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Talk, talk, well, or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love?
When you have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to rock it all away, well, then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. The Isle of Wight-based band Wet Leg brought a refreshing sense of fun to post-punk with their debut album and continue to do so now with their sophomore album. With Moisturizer, the new album, Wet Leg have grown to a quintet, and they have seemed to be going beyond virally catchy singles, bringing witty, heartfelt love songs for people who don't want to fall in love. We heard the opening track, CPR, from the new album, Moisturizer, from Wet Leg. In the middle, it is a New York City band that has not received enough Girly So Groovy radio love for some time. Lean, dance-friendly, indie rock quintet, Gustav, a band whose songs are smart, witty, loaded with absolute cool. We heard the song Dog. That is from the band's album, Audio Drag for Ego Slobs. And then starting the entire set off, a band that I feel like really pioneered the sounds that Gustav and Wet Leg were influenced by. It is the Bush Tetras, scrappy, intelligent New York band Bush Tetras, a band whose jagged guitars hover somewhere between post-punk and no wave. We reached all the way back to 1981 when they released their single, You Can't Be Funky. Lots more music coming up in the next half hour here on Girly So Groovy. I've got music on the way from Lucinda Williams, Waxahachie, Allison Russell, New, Patty Griffin, Rhiannon Giddens. The next 30 minutes, we're going to move from post-punk and kind of dive into indie rock and folk rock sounds here on the program. But before we do that, let me remind you that Girly So Groovy is social. You can find us on social media. We are on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. We're also on Instagram at GSG Radio. Every week I post the playlists in print. I post links to the musicians and bands featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page. But best of all, you can message me through those social media channels. I want to hear from you, the loyal listener. Which bands do you think, which musicians do you think are just not getting enough girly so groovy radio love? You listen to the show. You know what the vibe of the program is. We genre hop all the time. There is not one set of sounds here on the show. Try me. Is there a request that you have? Again, Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook at Girly So Groovy. But up next, we have new music out of Montreal with Meg Remy, better known under her moniker as US Girls. Alternative rock US Girls has released a new album called Scratch It. And she did just that. She had an itch to scratch, musically speaking. The new album is Meg Remy's Nashville album. And in many ways, Music City has worked its way into the sound of the album. Recorded straight live off the floor. When you listen to the album, it almost seems like you're listening to a concert album just without the audience as part of it. It feels intimate and vulnerable because of that. So here we go. New music right now from US Girls here on Girly So Groovy.
Bringing in the enemies on the trunks of fallen trees in a clearing freshly filled. The pitch will sweetly smell. The vulgar men will yell, all within earshot of the last 10.